Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because, well, it's a big national holiday. And this may be certainly the biggest celebration of the holiday of Juneteenth, which we are celebrating today. No, it's not June 19th. That's the official date we're commemorating. But like a lot of other federal holidays, they're moving it from a specific date to being a Monday that can give us, many people, a three-day weekend. We're here. We're going to be talking to Juan Williams, who was a big advocate of the Juneteenth national celebration at a time that it was very divisive in this country. That was during the Trump administration. It was Joe Biden who signed the final bill early in his administration before things seemed to go entirely haywire for the Biden administration. Back on June 17th of 2021, last year, a year ago, they recognized, passed a bill, and it became formal that 19th of June. But this year, of course, we're celebrating Juneteenth on the 20th. What does it mean? What is it all about? We'll talk to Juan Williams about that, who believes that it's actually an incredibly healthy sign for America that this is being celebrated everywhere now. I believe that's true. I think that it fits very naturally in our array of different holidays and carries with it some important messages about freedom. Now, is freedom at stake with a world swimming governing body now banning transgender competitors in women's swimming events? They, by the way, are setting up what they call open events where people who cannot qualify formally as women. How do you qualify formally as a woman, according to this body? Well, you have to have been taking testosterone suppressant medication for a long time, and basically can pass tests that would show that you're no longer a man, which is where you started out. All of this coming at a time of enormous controversy regarding these issues. The president last week, that's President Biden, issued a series of executive orders to try to block what people call conversion therapy, which is very, very much out of fashion, very much out of style. And by the way, scientifically, given very little credibility, that was the kind of therapy that was offered to people that would turn you from gay to straight. The fascinating thing here, it seems to me, is the double standard that we're hearing from the Biden administration, where they're saying it is impossible to turn someone from gay to straight, but you can turn someone from a man to a woman, which actually involves a great deal more medical intervention. We will get to that contradiction and that controversy on the Michael Medved Show, and then also the issue of native land acknowledgments. I am sure when some of the programs that are going to be taking place today, particularly on college campuses, particularly in public parks and elsewhere, we will hear about we acknowledge that this land belonged to the Mohicans. We had the last of the Mohicans back in the early 1800s, so that's probably not what you're going to hear. But this entire project, why is it so poisonous and so negative and so hurtful for America and Americans right now? We will be talking about that with Eugene Kantorovich, who was a courageous college professor who stood up against the idea, particularly of the mandatory land acknowledgement pattern. And there will be much more controversy regarding all kinds of big new movies. The Northman, Top Gun, considered to be saving of civilization, those two films. And what about Lightyear, a film that did good business? It was $51 million, but it was much less than expected. Did some of the controversy regarding the presence of a gay character call that movie into question and harm its box office? We will get to that issue as well. But first off, the very big news, which is surprising news, actually, of the leading body for competitive swimming in the world actually taking a position that is summarized this way in the New York Times. The world governing body for swimming effectively barred transgender women from the highest level of women's international competition. This happened yesterday, intensifying a debate over gender in sports that has roiled state legislatures and increasingly divided parents, athletes, and coaches at all levels. The vote by FINA, F-I-N-A, which administers international competition in water sports, prohibits transgender women from competing unless they began medical treatments to suppress production of testosterone before going through one of the early stages of puberty or by age 12, whichever occurred later. It establishes one of the strictest rules against transgender participation in international sports. Scientists believe the onset of puberty gives transgender women a lasting, irreversible physical advantage over athletes who were female at birth. Well, it does. And it's been shown by any number of reports and investigations and clinical trials. Here is the announcement by the head of this international body, who spoke yesterday after the body had reached its position, its conclusion. Listen, this is clip 5.
Today, the governing body for World Swimming voted to restrict the participation of transgender athletes in women's events. Nearly 72% of FINA's members voted in favor of a policy that requires trans swimmers to have completed their transition or suppress male puberty by the age of 12 in order to compete. The new policy starts tomorrow.
Okay, the statement, which was very strong and reflected, as they say, 70% of the local bodies, it will be up to them to bring this forward. One of the points that even the New York Times brings up is that peer-reviewed studies show that even after testosterone suppression, top-level transgender women retain a substantial edge when racing against top biological women. According to Michael J. Joyner, a doctor at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, who studies the physiology of male and female athletes, men on average have broader shoulders, bigger hands, longer torsos, greater lung and heart capacity, and their muscles are denser. There are social aspects to sport, Dr. Joyner says, but physiology and biology underpin it. That's what he said in an interview with the New York Times last year. That said, there has been relatively little scientific study of elite transgender athletes, and though testosterone's role in physical strength and stamina is robust, studies have not been able to fully gauge its precise effect on performance. And again, there's nothing here that will prevent them from gauging that, but what it recognizes is that for someone like Leah Thomas, who was really not a world-ranked or even nationally-ranked or even Ivy League-ranked swimmer, to go from being a mediocre male swimmer to being the greatest female swimmer of all time because he is now a she, this goes to so many fundamental questions and also involves the hypocrisy of a recent series of presidential proclamations. We will get to that and to more on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved Show, the decision that has been made by the international body that regulates high-level competition in water sports, meaning mainly swimming. I don't think diving has emerged as a particular issue yet, but because of the example of Leah Thomas, who's very tall, I believe that she is 6'4". And by the way, the last I heard, the most famous transgendered athlete is somebody that you all know of as Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn Jenner, when he used to be Bruce Jenner, won Olympic medals and then transitioned. And fine. And his athletic career, his high-level athletic career, was over by the time he transitioned, so it wasn't an issue. But to the very best of my knowledge, the last I have heard from Caitlyn Jenner is that she is one of those people in the transgendered community, and very proudly so, and probably the most celebrated, famous, because of the Kardashian connection, of all transgendered individuals in the country. She has taken the position that, no, it's not appropriate for people who grew up, who developed, who matured, who saw their bodies grow up under the influence of male hormones, particularly testosterone, and to develop the distinctive body of males as opposed to females that those people have in many sports, not every single sport. I don't think it impedes people at figure skating in any sense. And by the way, given the fact that men also get to compete in figure skating, I mean, that would... Do men compete against women? No, I don't think they do. But could they? Would that be all right? Sure, I suspect. But swimming and running and most track and field sports and certainly basketball, they are different. And University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines, who tied for fifth place with Leah Thomas at the NCAA championships, applauded the FINA decision to ban her, that would be Leah Thomas, and other transgender athletes from the sport. It's a bold step in the right direction. Now, this does not, that's a very misleading statement. That's from the Daily Mail in Britain, but it's very misleading to say it's a bold step to ban her from the sport, or was a decision to ban her and other transgender athletes from the sport. It's not a decision to ban them from the sport. It's a decision to ban them for competing in women's athletics, as if women's athletics was a completely different sport. It's a different division with a different qualifications for making that division. And this, it seems to me, is highly reasonable. It points out in the Daily Mail that speaking on Fox, Riley Gaines, who is this swimmer for University of Kentucky, championship-level swimmer, fifth in the country, said that FINA's decision is a bold step in the right direction. I think this is kind of the first large governing body that has prioritized fairness in women's sports. And so while it's not everything, it's definitely a bold first step and a step in the right direction. I think she's right. She continued, obviously I'm not a scientist, but I was someone who was there and got to witness the whole experience, and there is a blatant difference. It was obvious to me. It was obvious to my competitors. In FINA's new policy, male to female transgender athletes are eligible to compete only if they can establish that they have not experienced any part of male puberty beyond their receipt of their transition, and their receipt of various hormones or hormone suppressants, depending on which way you were going. And by the way, I don't believe that this would interfere necessarily with any female to male transgender athletes who wanted to compete with men. It simply applies to the idea that you separate men and women because men and women are in fact profoundly different. That's part of the argument, I think, that one of the reasons that people in the so-called enlightened woke community, they believe that this also somehow overemphasizes the very real differences between males and females. And yet, like the Dr. Joyner from the Mayo Clinic and many, many others, it's fairly obvious, as the New York Times reports, that peer-reviewed studies show that even after testosterone suppression, top-level transgender women retain a substantial edge. And this coincides with a huge, very long cover story in the New York Times magazine that appeared yesterday. And the cover story is all about the ongoing debates within the medical community that treats transgender people. And what are those debates about? And I think it's fascinating, is there are a group of physicians who believe that you should intervene for a successful transition from male to female before puberty, because puberty has so many changes to your body and to basically the intersection between psychology and physiology. They claim that if you intervene with various drug regimens and even surgery before puberty, that it makes for a more successful transition to the opposite sex. But then, and they recognize this in the New York Times, the opposition to that says that, look, the truth is the clinical records show that many young people who at the age of 9, 10, 8, believe that they are somehow occupying the wrong body and want to transition into a different gender, by the time they do go through puberty, that's over. They don't no longer want to do the transition. So why is it so important to assume something that is contraindicated by all of the research and the record of literally thousands of people, which is that not everybody who becomes convinced that I want to transition at age 8 is still there at age 18 or 28? And yet, if you have surgically altered your body, if you've gone through what they call gender confirmation surgery, the idea that gender is unchangeable is no more accurate than the idea that sexual orientation is unchangeable. And yet, that's become an item for presidential wrath with a new executive order from President Biden. We will be getting to that and the latest Biden line on the price of gas. Who's to blame? It's fairly clear, at least in the White House's point of view. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not likely President Biden will visit Ukraine during his upcoming overseas trip.
the president talking about potentially visiting the war-torn country while taking questions from reporters on the beach in Delaware. Biden saying he wants to make sure a visit to Ukraine won't cause a distraction to the operations taking place in the country. As far as where we can expect to see the president overseas,
I'm going into Germany, then I'm going to Spain, then I'm going to Israel, then I'm going into Saudi Arabia for a larger meeting of the community there.
The president is expected to discuss the global supply of oil while in Saudi Arabia. Forecasters say a dangerous heat wave is pushing east Monday. Temperatures in the 90s are expected from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing controversy about so-called transgender women. And I say so-called because, well, the whole idea that you need a modifier to say what kind of woman you are, you're cisgendered or transgendered. I mean, this also goes to the question that was asked very directly. And I think she did fine, basically, going aside from that question. I'm talking about the confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was soon to take her position on the Supreme Court of the United States. But remember, she was asked under questioning, can you define a woman? And she kind of indicated that that was not a judicial matter that she had specified or specifically delved into. But in this big new article in the New York Times Magazine, and it's by Emily Bazelon, who's a very distinguished writer on medical and health issues, she writes about a very famous researcher named Ken Zucker, who was described in the Times as a psychologist and prominent researcher who directed a gender clinic in Toronto between 2075 and 2009. That's 34 years he was running a gender clinic. And Zucker's research showed that most young children who came to his clinic because they identified with the opposite gender stopped identifying as another gender as they got older. Many of them would go on to come out as gay or lesbian or bisexual, suggesting previous discomfort with their sexuality or lack of acceptance for them or their families. Based on this research, in some cases, Zucker advised parents to box up the dolls or princess dresses so a child who was being raised as a boy, a great majority then, wouldn't have those things to play with. They mean a great majority of the children who had gender problems. Look, the idea that right now they are saying that this idea that you want to actually do medical intervention with a treatment of hormones or hormone suppressants or even surgical alterations or rushing when a child feels some discomfort with gender, then immediately giving that child toys and an emphasis and changing of pronouns, that basically the argument is within the medical community, is it a good idea before or after puberty to basically try to transition from one gender to another? And there are some powerful arguments. The article in the New York Times doesn't come down in favor of those arguments, but at least it acknowledges them. And these differences, when you're talking about the issues before the country and with such ferocity, there's a piece about last week where Biden signed, quote, a measure intended to counter hateful attacks on LGBTQ rights. Mr. Biden's executive order takes direct aim at so-called conversion therapy, a discredited therapy in which doctors falsely claim to be able to adjust a person's gender identity or sexual orientation with treatment. Now, again, doesn't it seem that when the entire question involved with these controversies about people competing as women, that when the entire idea has to do with can you really change from male to female, well, certainly not in terms of the capacity for producing a next generation, and the idea that you cannot possibly change from gay to straight, that denies the experience that's been written about consistently of people who grew up like Caitlyn Jenner, got married, fathered children, and then decide that they want to alter not just their orientation, their sexual orientation, whether it's gay or straight, but they want to alter their gender. My order, says President Biden, will use the full force of the federal government to prevent inhumane practices of conversion therapy. This is the first time the federal government is leading a coordinated response against the dangerous, discredited practice. Okay, there are plenty of states who have outlawed conversion therapy. I think of the state of Washington as one of them. And I do think it's a discredited practice. It's one of those things where, especially when it's being imposed on a child, that's where it's been made illegal. I think New Jersey was the first state to do that, where you were allowed to seek conversion therapy if you wanted to after the age of 18, but before that age, parents were not allowed to bring their children in to try to have their sexual orientation, gay or straight, altered. But the idea that you would be promoting children who are very young actually changing from male to female, but you would be forbidding and coming down very aggressively to forbid people from altering their male-female distinction, that would be recommended and, in fact, enhanced for very young children because it will help make it a more complete, plausible, successful transition later on, it all seems to me to be contradictory. Mr. Biden also vowed to take specific actions as president to promote equality. Celebrating Pride Month, in his remarks last week, Mr. Biden repeated what he said a year ago during a similar event. Pride is back at the White House. But White House officials said the decision to issue the executive order was also motivated by the increasing number of anti-LGBTQ laws being passed by Republican state legislatures and signed into law by Republican governors. The examples of that, most of the examples of that the president condemned, were laws that basically did for school athletics the same thing that FINA, the international swimming body, was doing for athletics at the very high level, the near professional level. It would apply to the college level as well. It was making the same restrictions there. That basically, Leah Thomas shouldn't be an example to follow with any fairness for actual female athletes. And this also goes to one of the most important things about the decision that was reached yesterday, which is that they will not count some of the records that have either already been set or will potentially be set by people who don't qualify as women in the meaning that FINA, the international water sports body, is putting forward. There is also this, and this takes us to a whole other area, which is the incredible ups and downs and backwards and forwards of American politics right now. A tweet of the day, which we will get to right after the break. It is a tweet in which the White House actually offers a very direct explanation of the horrible $5 plus gas prices. We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, we mentioned the White House, which now appears to be considering the idea of a gas tax holiday for at least the federal amount of taxes that are assayed on every gallon. We'll talk about that idea in just a moment. But it also is clearly trying to deal very aggressively with what they know, because they read the polls assiduously, with President Bush and with President Trump. We had the pretense that they never read the polls. Of course they did. Of course they did. And the Biden administration is certainly reading the polls and seeing where the president is headed down toward one-third of the country approving of the job he's doing. At some polls, it's even less than that already. And the key issue for people is gasoline, because they feel it. They feel the gas tax. So they have done this tweet of the day in response.
Turn the page now to the Internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet from the White House says, with the biggest single driver of inflation being Putin's war against Ukraine, a POTUS, the President of the United States, has taken action to blunt the impact of Putin's price hike for families. And the claim that it is Putin's price hike, look, I think Putin is evil. I think the war is a crime against humanity. It is horrible. There is no justification or defense for the war. But it's also a cheap political shot, and it's not credible, and it's not working to say that Putin is entirely to blame for the rise in the price of gas. Now, you could say, yes, the price of gas has gone up since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and that inflation in general has gone up since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but not that much, frankly. President Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, and if you look at the consumer price index and you look at a graph, there's been no notable increase in the rate of inflation since the Russian invasion. There has been a tremendous increase in the rate of inflation since Biden took office as president. And this is pretty bizarre, but if you go back and you look at beginning in February 2020, all the way to February of 2021, Biden, of course, was sworn in January 20th of 2021. The rate of inflation was stable at 2% all during that tumultuous last year of Trump. And yes, it was tumultuous. And yes, there were a lot of crazy things happening, and an impeachment, and then another impeachment. But the consumer prices stayed steady with an increase of inflation of about 2%. And then it close to doubled by the time of the American Rescue Plan, which was passed in March of 2021, and it just shot up, and then it slightly began to level off. They're now saying it may go down a bit, though it'll be a while before the gas price actually goes down. Part of what I think would be the impact if we really did have a gas tax holiday. And oh, would that be a mess politically? Is if we have a gas tax holiday, people would get used to paying that reduced amount, which could reduce the price per gallon for a dollar or more. And then when it came back to restore the rate of taxes to their previous level, the outcry would be so tremendous. What it would do would be to just deny our government one of its more reliable sources of revenue. And the idea of pandering as a desperate attempt to get enough Democrats to show up and to vote for the Democratic candidates for Congress or for U.S. Senate. I mean, it's transparent, and it's the lowest kind of political bribery, and assuming that Americans will be so grateful to Joe Biden about a gas tax holiday and about reducing the price of gas immediately, that they will rethink their judgment, which is unsparing and negative, about the entire record of this administration. The right idea, it seems to me, was put forward by CNN's David Gergen. And I looked it up. David Gergen is 80 years old. He's the same age as Biden. He's a few months younger than, a few months older than Biden. But he says this. He's former advisor to President Clinton, former advisor to President Reagan. And David Gergen on CNN said this about the forthcoming presidential race. This is clip 12.
Both Donald Trump and Joe Biden should step back from these elections because of their age. I think they're both, you know, you say what you might about either Biden or Trump as political leaders. But the fact is that to take office in the most complex office in the world, the most powerful office in the world, one where, you know, a president makes one mistake in judgment and there can be calamitous results. I think that someone who's in their 80s is not an appropriate person to be making those kind of decisions over a four-year period.
And he says that at age 80. And there is a powerful piece by Mark Leibovich, who's going to be joining us on the show, about why Biden really does need to withdraw as a Democratic candidate for president to try to allow the United States to focus a little bit on the future and not on simply trying to preserve the president from more embarrassing occasions, like getting his feet caught up in his bicycle pedals, and it's a big nothing. I mean, President Bush had it. The first President Bush had it. Remember, he got sick, he fell down, he vomited, and he was in terrific health and lived for long after that. And the focusing on alleged infirmities of presidents, which is something that media love to do, and yes, they do it to Republican presidents as well, and they have. I think that of all the scandals involving President Trump, the silliest was the one about him holding the water glass during his speech at West Point, and then walking gingerly down an incline that was wet because it had been raining. And there was a whole question of why was he holding the water glass with two hands. And it was because when you're giving a speech, you want to make darn sure you don't, and you need to take a drink, as happens. Happens to me all the time. Happens to everybody when you're talking in public. To avoid drooling, not to put too fine a point on it, or having the, Trump said that he was grabbing the glass with two hands. But the fact that you would ask the President of the United States, a lot of questions about Trump, but about being a two-handed water sipper, that's not among the most important or the most disturbing. One of the most disturbing questions we're facing right now is this process of native land acknowledgments. That's been going on all over the country and includes formulations like this. This land is the territory of the Huron, Wyandot, Mississaugas, Anishinaabe, and the Haudenosaunee. As settlers, we benefit from the colonization and genocide of the indigenous peoples of this land. It is imperative that we constantly engage in acts of awareness and decolonization. Is that an appropriate thing to require being pronounced at the beginning of public meetings at colleges and universities and other gatherings? On this Juneteenth, it's appropriate when you're talking about how to remember the past and even how to remember past injustice that we get this straight. Because the land acknowledgments, well, we'll be talking about it with Professor Eugene Kantorovich and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.